Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Grasp the Situation.
In our first episode, we got into the holiday spirit and discussed how to grasp the situation during one of the busiest times of the year.
We want to thank our listeners and give a special shout-out to the individual who shared a similar story with us, which we will talk about shortly.
First, we need to take a step back. Our objective over a series of podcast episodes is to learn how to grasp the situation, right?
Right. But what exactly does this mean? Let's go over the 5-step change process for making large and small changes. These steps are taken directly from the introduction and Grasp the Situation. The first step, recognize the problem.
The second step, collect and synthesize relevant symptoms.
The third step, formulate a preliminary diagnosis.
The fourth, test the preliminary diagnosis.
And the final step, intervention design.
We want to talk to you about how to recognize symptoms that may forecast a potential problem.
Our listeners' response to our first episode is a great example.
For those who didn't get a chance to read the response, I'll read it for you. He said, "Your Christmas story reminds me of something that happened to me on my birthday. My daughter gave me a light flannel sweater as a gift, but I could not get it over my shirt because I have arthritis in my left shoulder. I love my daughter for thinking of me. However, I wish that she had checked with me first. She missed the symptom. I can hardly lift my left shoulder."
This situation demonstrates how it's important to be aware and sensitive to the behavior of others using all of your senses. You want to be sure you don't miss the symptom that forecasts how well the sweater was received. Here's a definition of a symptom for everyday use. Something that you hear, see, observe, or foresee that can indicate the presence of a problem.
Such as two people arguing in the hallway.
Recognizing the symptoms of a problem applies to so many everyday life situations. One that comes to mind is the Robert story on the Grasp the Situation blog.
Yes, this story pertains to how young college students fail to grasp the situation, especially when it comes to deciding on a major and their future employment.
This is actually a true and ongoing story about a recent high school graduate, Robert, who decided to go to college because all his friends were going.
So he didn't want to miss out on the experience.
And his parents were paying the tuition.
He then picked a large, nearby university and was asked to specify his major when he began to register for classes. He thought about it for a day or two and discussed options with his friends. Because they were talking about environmental conditions, such as the algae problem on the Great Lakes, he decided he would go into marine biology.
Keep in mind that he had not thought about the difficulties in front of him or the symptoms of the problems he would face in the future. He didn't even research the employment options in his chosen field. In short, he went from step 1 to step 5 in the scientific process without even considering the steps in between.
You can probably guess the rest of the story. Robert managed to get through 2 semesters with passing grades, but as he transitioned into higher-level courses in marine biology, he failed several courses in his 3rd semester. Feeling discouraged, he dropped out of school, moved back into his parents' house, and moped around unproductively for almost a year.
I can't imagine how his parents must have felt during this time. Not only did they lose money for the classes Robert failed, but watching their son wander around aimlessly in life probably caused them pain.
Robert did decide to go back to school, though. But this time with a new major. Seeking the support of his friends once again, they suggested a major in radio and television. Guess what? Robert went from step 1 to step 5 of the scientific process all over again. Unfortunately, this behavior is common in organizations. Leaders jump from recognizing a problem, step 1, to implementing an intervention, step 5. Robert had no idea what he was getting himself into and simply made a decision based on an interesting conversation with friends.
Honestly, this is one of my favorite stories because I can completely relate to it. After high school, I went through the expected motions and attended a community college with a major in marine biology without really looking into it. Long story short, I changed my major 2 more times before I finally grasped the situation, did my research, and chose the right field that really showcased my strengths.
That's excellent, but let's see if Robert and his parents can grasp the situation. Here's the rest of the story.
Robert told his parents that he had enrolled in classes for his new major in radio and television production. He decided on this because he had a friend in the major that said it is just right for him. His parents paid his fees, and in the process, noticed that his bill indicated that he was only signed up for 3 credit hours. Confused and concerned, they asked Robert what courses he was taking, and he simply replied, "The one I like the most is my ad writing course."
"Is that all?" they asked.
"No, I'm taking 3 other 1-hour courses that are great."
Still uncertain, they inquire, "Are you taking any regular 3-hour classes?
"Yes."
"Good. Tell us about them."
At this point, Robert started to stumble in his wording. He said, "I can't remember the exact names of the courses."
Obviously skeptical, his parents then asked, "How many days in the week are you in class?"
"Every day of the week."
And with that response, the conversation ended.
Now it's your turn to get involved. Go back over the entire Robert story and list all the symptoms.
But be careful. Do not be tempted to draw conclusions. Most of us want to move on to the next step and take action because we think we know the problem, much like Robert thought he knew which career path was right for him without doing research on employment opportunities.
Once you have compiled your list, go to our blog and compare your list with ours.
We had quite a few listeners on our last episode, so if you're a new or returning listener, reach out to us. We would love to know our audience.
You don't have to provide us with a name, but what's your occupation? Are you in human resources? Are you a college student? And what attracted you to the podcast?
Remember, you can comment in the comment box below, or you can email us at graspthesituation@yahoo.com.
Until next time.